Chilul Mokim Yom Kippurim. Yesh lo yavoid lefnei lefnim. Shem Yom Kippurim Arishon hoisa tchila b'mokim. That on the first Yom Kippur, that was the first time that a Kohen Gadol went into that place. The place called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shekoydim Lochein, before that, le'nichnas odom shom l'avoida. No person ever went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the avoida there. So that was the mile of Yom Kippur. Now we're learning that out, v'yom sheminu l'meluyim, the same mile that was by the eighth day of the meluyim, by the Akomis HaMishkan, the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the first time that the avoidah was done in the Mizbech HaChitzon, in the outside Mizbech. So since that was the first time they used that place, that's how we're learning out one from the other. It's not a din dafkin in the Kohen Gadol. It's a din we're learning out the avoidah of the first time to be used in a special place. So just like by Yemei Meluyim, the Shemini was the first day they used the Mizbech HaChitzon. So what then we can learn out Yom Kippur, this is the first Yom Kippur was the first time they ever did an avodah in Lefnai Lefnim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Ifrit Rasha Kasha, V'yim B'Shvil Sheshimesh Moshe, Kol Shivesh Yemeyam Luyim. All the 7 days Yemeyam Luyim, they also brought Kabonis on the Mizbech HaChitzon. And you know who brought it? Not Aaron HaKohen, but Moshe Rabbeinu brought it. So the Chur Moshe Rabbeinu brought already Karbonis on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So how could we say that on Yom Shemini and Rosh Chodesh Nisan? True, that was the first time Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, brought the Karbon. But if you want to say it's the first time they used the place, it's not the first time they used the place. Moshe Rabbeinu already used the place. He used the Mizbech HaChitzon the 7 days of Yom Luyim. So Rashi, Ein Kruya Avoida Eitzel Avoidas Kanim. That's not called an Avoida. That Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Karbonis the first 7 days, that's not called an Avoida. One thing is, Shul Belovish Big Dekuna, that an Avoida means the Kanim have to do it wearing Big Dekuna. Vishel Moshe Becholuk Lovin. Mashenke and Moshe Rabbeinu did not have Big Dekuna. So when he did the Avoida, the 7 days Yimei Meluyim, that's not called an Avoida, a Karbon. It's not called Avoida Sakarbonis. Vaita, Shluhuch Shirelo Lishur. It was only a Bazundra or Heroi Shah that Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to bring the Karbonis those first 7 days. But it didn't have a shame he was a Kohen. Moshe was not a Kohen. Sakir and Achreinim. And when Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah those 7 days, did he have a shame Kohen or not? Here's Rashi's Mashma Klor, he didn't have a shame Kohen. Hey, since he did not wear Big Day Kuna, he didn't have a shame Kohen, that's not called an Avodah. How did Moshe do the Karbonis? It was a special Heroi Shah. It was a special halacha that those 7 days, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen, it's not called the Avoida, he was allowed to bring Karbonis on the Mizbech HaChitzon. Mashenka, when it came to Yom Shemini, that was the first time that Aaron HaKohen brought a Karbon when he was wearing his Big Dekuna. That was the first time a Kohen ever brought a Karbon on the Mizbech HaChitzon. That's called Tchilav HaMokam. That's the first time a Kohen did the Avoida on that Mokam on the Mizbech HaChitzon. That's why it's good while we're learning out Yom Kippur. That's the first time a Kohen ever went in to the Lefnai and Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to do the Avoida. So Yom Kippur is something special, that the first Yom Kippur was the first time they did the Avoida in this special place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We learned that out from Miluyim, that Shemini Shemiluyim was also something special. But that was the first time a Kohen ever brought a Karbon on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So Marakiyosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, he learned a little bit different. Omer Rav Yechon, and he said that Rav Yechon said like this. It's up until now, the beginning of the Gemara was also a name of Rav Yechonin. The beginning of the Gemara on Avbeis and Avbeis, we asked the Shalom Bechlal, really the Avbeis and Aleph. The Gemara asked the Shalom, how did we Bechlal know there was a Mitzvah's Prisha? Like what's Pshan now Mishnah? Shivas Yom Kedim and Kippurim. And what's the Pshan the Mishnah in Paraduma? There's also a Mitzvah's Prisha. So our Gemara brought down the name of Rabbi Yechonon. We had Amar Rabbi Yumi, Bar Chilki, Amar Rabbi Chassia, Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, that all Makro, the Pesuk says, Kasherosa B'yayim Azeh, Tiva Shem Lassois, Tachapra Lechem, so Lassois Eila Maise Poro, and Lechapra Eila Maise Yom Kippurim. So before we learned the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that from the Pesuk of the Meluyim, we learn out two things, that Maise Eila Maise, Lassois is Eila Maise Poro, that the Paraduma, whoever burns the Paraduma, needs a Mitzvah Prisha, and Lechapa means whoever does the Avodah Yom Kippur needs a Mitzvah Prisha. That's what we had until now. Rav Dimi now says not like that. He also Rav Dimi, Yom Rav Yechonon, Masni Chada. He only learned, you learn out one thing from that Pasuk. And Yeshua ben Levi, on the side, some say, yes, it's Resh Lakish, Masni Tarti. Resh Lakish was the one that learned too. What does that mean? Rav Yechonon, Masni Chada. Rav Yechonon learns one thing from this Pasuk. Lasos lechaper elu ma'is Yom Kippurim. Not to say lasos means ma'is paraduma and lechaper means ma'is Yom Kippurim, but rather the pasuk by the Meluyim only means a chiddush. Only one other avoda needs mitzvah prisha. Hey, lasos lechaper, both of them go only on Yom Kippurim. That's where Rabbi Yochanan learns. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mas mitarti. He learns too, the way we learned before. Lasos elu ma'is paraduma. That the paraduma, the kohen that burns the paraduma, it was a question there in Rishonim, if it's the kohen gadol that has to burn the paraduma, or a regular kohen could burn the paraduma. But whoever burns the paraduma, before he does it 7 days in advance, he has to have this mitzvah prisha. He has to go away from his house, from his wife, and come into the Beis Hamikdash. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish learns out two things from that pasuk. Lasos means ma'isa parah, the burning of the paraduma, and lechaper elu ma'isa yom kippurim. Mashenke and Rabbi Yechanan Masnichoda. Rabbi Yechanan only says one. Lasos and Lechapa both only go on the Yom Kippur. For the Gemara to Rabbi Yechanan, I vonan tanan, we brought down the Mishnah itself by Paraduma. Vonan tanan, we went to the Mishnah that Shivas Yomim Kredim Yom Kippurim. That's in our Mishnah. And another Mishnah was Vishivas Yomim Kredim Sreipas Apora. There was a Mishnah in Pora that said that 7 days before the Kohen burnt the Paraduma, there was a Mitzvah Prisha. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, how do we know that the mitzvah is prisha? Rabbi Yechanan says this pasuk by Meluyim, lasos lechaper only includes ma'isi Yom Kippurim, but not the paraduma. So how do we watch beyond that Mishnah? Have the Gemara according to Rav Dimi, according to Rabbi Yechanan, ma'ila bi'almo. It's only a ma'ila midrabbanan. It's not a din. It's not a mitzvah midiraisam. It's not a chumah midrabbanan. It's a ma'ila midrabbanan to have a mitzvah prisha. And Rashi explains. Since we had before, we made a kalus by the paraduma. That since we wanted the lafuke from tzdukin, that said that you need a hereshemish. We wanted to show them, no, even a tful yoim could also burn the paraduma. So we bedavka wa matama the kohen that day with a vlad hatumatumad rabbanon, and then the kohen went to the mikvah, and then he burnt the paraduma. So since we made this kalis to make the kohen tamei, so therefore afterwards also bo hamilus rabbis. Then the rabbanon made a lot of chumris to show us that even though we did this one kalis, that's only lafuke midas hatstukim, but really the paraduma has to be done batachlis atayro, and we have to be very makbid with the tayro of it. So that's why there's a ma'ila bi'alma. That's Rabbi Yechanan Shita. It's not a mitzvah midiraisa. The kohen has to be porish. It's only a ma'ila bi'alma. For the Gemara, like we had in the Gemara of Bezam and Aleph, v'omer Reb Minyumi, bar Chilkiya, omer Reb Mechasiya, bar Idi, omer Reb Yechanan. They said it over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan said, from this pasuk of the Meluyim, that it says, ka'asher osa b'yayim azeh. The same way they did by the Meluyim, that there was a mitzvah 7 days before that Aaron had to come into the Yom Ha'id. Tziva Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. Hashem gave it tziva l'doris, also you have to have this mitzvah prisha. And before we said, lasois eila ma'isa pora. It means even the kohen that burns the paraduma, there's a mitzvah midiraisa 7 days before that to be porish. And lechaper, when the pasuk says lechaper, eilu ma'isa yom kippurim. So you see Rabbi Yechon himself said clearly, you learn out two things from the Meluyim. You learn out ma'isa paraduma, the sreifa needs prisha, and ma'isa yom kippurim. So the spirit to Rav Dimi, he says the name of Yechanan, we only learn out one thing from this pasuk. And the Gemara, who the rabbi? That before was brought down the name of Rav Yechanan, it wasn't Rav Yechanan saying it in his own name, it was Rav Yechanan said over in his Rebbe's name. What was his Rebbe? The Chiyasi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omri said like this, that Omri Rav Yechanan Mishum Rav Yishmoel. Rav Yechanan said over in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Yishmoel, La'asois Elo Ma'isipora. Hey, it's true, my Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, he dashed in the pasuk by Meluyim to include two things. That lasos means even the ma'isa pora. When the kohen went to burn the paraduma, he had to have a mitzvah priest 7 days in advance. And lechaper elu ma'isa yom kippurim. So true, Rabbi Yechanan's Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, held like that. But Rabbi Yechanan himself, his own shita, Rav Dimi, says is that midiraisa only yom kippurim needs mitzvah priest. Mashenka, in the paraduma, there's no din diraisa to have prisha 7 days before you burn the paraduma. It's either Mishnah says it. It's only a ma'ilim of the rabbanon. Mashenka, in Ashur Melokish, or Ashur Melevi, or Ashur Melokish, dashes from this pasuk to midiraisa. Omalei Rash Lokish, Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Rash Lokish is Rabbi Yechon. Me'echi ko yalfes lo mi meluyim. Mamonashach. As you, Rabbi Yochanan, where are you learning out that a kopon by Yom Kippur? You're telling me that before the Kohen Gadol does the avoda, there has to be a mitzvah prisha 7 days in advance. Where are you learning it out from? From the Meluyim. Just like by the Meluyim, Aaron HaKohen had to be poros 7 days in advance. Frek Mishlokish, ima Meluyim, kol hakosah behem akiv behem. Just like by the Meluyim, whatever the Torah says over there was likuva. If Aaron HaKohen was not separated 7 days, if he didn't come into the Oya Moed, 7 days before Yom Shmini, the avoda would be possible. His lechura af hocha, the same thing should be by the avoda Yom Kippur. Af hochi nami, it should be kol hakosah behem akiv behem. Whatever we're learning out should also be makif. So by Yom Kippur, if a Kohen Gadol was not porush 7 days in advance, if he didn't go away from his wife, if he didn't come into the Beis Hamikdash, he can't do the avoda. That's what should come out. What's the kasha? Maybe enechinami. Maybe according to Rabbi Yechon, that's takad alocha. It's likuva. That if a Kohen Gadol was not porush, the avoda is possible. Maybe it is likuva. It has to be. For the more name, we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we set aside another coin to take the place of the first coin Godel. It's in the case that the first coin becomes the Valkyrie, becomes Tomei, that he can't do the Avodah, we have another coin ready to take over his place, who'll do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah does not say that the second coin, we have to be Mafreshim also. We have to take him away from his wife and bring him into the Beis Hamikdash. It's mashu we don't. He doesn't have to have a mitzvah prisha. So the churif, you're telling me now it's likuva that if you don't have a mitzvah prisha, you can't do the avodah. So what's going to help us to satisfy the second coin? And we said before, Tosfos explained that means you'll make him the big day zohav. You'll make sure he has big day kohen gadol that fits him perfectly. What do I care if he has all his begadmis already? But if he didn't have a mitzvah prisha, he can't do the avodah. So the kashan of Yechanan, it's mashu the mitzvah prisha is not likuva. Even if you don't have the mitzvah prisha, still you could do the avodah. It's a mitzvah matkila to be porush. 7 days before you do the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, he has to be porush before Yom Kippur. But Masha from the Mishnah, if he didn't do it though, the korban is still kosher. That's why the second Kohen that we set aside, we don't do the mitzvah prisha. Fredi Gmar, maybe you want to answer me. My misakinon, mafrishin. Maybe no, maybe talk it's true. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the mitzvah prisha is likuva. And therefore, even the second coin that we're setting aside, that let's say something happens to the first one, he'll take over. It's only kosher if he was also parish. And enechanami, misakina means mafrishin. We'll have to set aside the second coin also 7 days in advance. Furthermore, that's shver. Listen, oi idiv yidi maskinon, oi idiv yidi mafrishin. Like, how come the Mishnah makes a difference then? If you're going to tell me, even by the second one, also need a prisha, so how come it says, Shivas Yom Kadim Kippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol? By the first Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah says, Lashon of Mafrishin, which is the Mitzvah's prisha, take him away, me basically 7 days, into Lishkas Mahedrin. And how come it just says, Umasakinon, Loi Kohen Achatachtov? If by the second Kohen also you have to be Mafrish, I should have said, Umafrishin Loi Kohen Achatachtov. Since by the second one, it only says, Umasakinon Loi, it's Mashm Klor, we only have to get him ready. Like Taisa says, you have to get his begodim ready. That Lu Yitzu, the first one, becomes Tomei, will have another Kohen Gadol ready to do the Avodah. He'll have his begodim already. But Mitzvah's priest you don't need. So that's what Shlokesh is Kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you're learning after them Luyim, Luchur, it should have been Likuva. That if you don't have it, the Avodah is possible. So how could this second Kohen take over? Since the second Kohen doesn't have the Mitzvah's priest, his Avodah should be possible. So, Omalei, so Yechon answered back to Rish Lakish. Omalei, Elamar Mehechi Yalaflo. Now, you're asking me this, Kasha. Elamai, you yourself, where do you learn out from? Where else is there to learn out the Mitzvah Prisha? Like, Bechel, you have to say, for now, Mishnah, the Mitzvah Prisha is not Likuva. Like, so you have to be a Kasha. If you learn it out from him, Luyim, it has to be Likuva. But the Chura, where else do you learn it out from that there should be a Mitzvah Prisha that you want to say it's not Likuva? Rashi, Elamar Mechi Yalflu on you. So he answers back, Omar. So Shlokesh answers back, Mi Sinai. I learned it out from Har Sinai. The Rashi says, Elamar Mechi Yalflu, Omale Mi Sinai. Shemotzino Shepirish Moshe Kodim Chnisos Lamachna Ashkina. So by Har Sinai, Moshe, before he went up to Har Sinai, he was perished beforehand. So from that, Prisha will learn out the Avodah Yom Kippur also, that the Kohen Gadol has to be perished before Yom Kippur. What does it say by Sinai? Dechsiv, Vayishkoin Kvoida Hashem al Hasinai. Vayachaseyu Onon Sheishes Yomin. 6 days before Moshe went up, the Anon, the Shechina was there on Hasinai. Vayikriel Moshe b'yom Hashvi. And of course, Baruch Hu first called to Moshe b'yom Hashvi. Now, Michti, see if the Pesach says, Vayikriel Moshe b'yom Hashvi. Avizoi Ma Sheishes Yomin. What does it mean before 6 days? Vayachas one and Sheishes Yomin. Hashem first called him on the seventh day. So what's doing the first 6 days? No zeh bon av. Here we learn out. Shekola nichnas b'machne shchina. Whoever is going to go into the machne shchina, toyin prisha shishim. Before you go into the machne shchina, you have to go away from your wife 6 days beforehand, and be parish coming to a mekum kodesh 6 days beforehand. So by Yom Kippur also, since the kohen gadol now on Yom Kippur is going to go lefnai lefnim, the kodesh hakadoshim is going into the machne shchina. So therefore, before he goes in, he has to have the mitzvah prisha at least 6 days in advance. And Echnam, it could be here, it's only Lemitzvah and not Likuvah. This is where Rosh Lakish learns out the mitzvah's Prisha. Fred Gemara Ivor Nan Shiva Tanan. But our Mishnah says, Shivas Yomim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be Parish. And if you learn it out from HaSinai, the Chur Apostle only says 6 days. Because it says on the seventh day, Hashem called Moshe up already. So it's only 6 days he had a Prisha. So how does our Mishnah say 7 days? His Mishnah Logab Yechinor now from the Meluyim, it's very good. By the Meluyim, it was 7 days Prisha, and B'yom HaShmini they brought the Korban. But from HaSinai, it's only 6 days. And from the Gemara, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Our Mishnah today goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. The Chayish Letumas Beisei. It's like a new terrace right now. It's true. You have to be Purish 6 days for sure. The reason why our Mishnah says the seventh day, that's Taka Nuinyin. That's not Lima from HaSinai, but Stam He's Choshish Letumas Beisei. Like we're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol will be with his wife, and maybe his wife will become a need in the middle of Tashmish. Avad will be b'shegig. But I'll call upon him if he's touching his Tashmish with his wife. When she's a Nida, he becomes Tummy for 7 days. So he won't be able to do the Avodah in Yom Kippur. He'll be Tummy for 7 days. So since Yehuda ben Beseri is the Chayish, the Tumas Beisoin, as this din, the Kohen has to be Purish 7 days from his wife. In Echnami. The seventh day, that's not from HaSinai. That's not this Chashash. But the other 6 days, that's limited from HaSinai. So drash to Tumas Beisoin, Shema im Yiskak Lishtoi Vatira Dam Beshaz Bia. Maybe Beshaz Tashmish should become a Nida. V'nimtza Tomei V'shivas Yomim. Then the Kohen Gadol will become Tomei for 7 days. Kemishpat boil nida, that's the loch of your boil a nida, your tummy for 7 days, just like a nida is tummy for 7 days. V'lo yochol ava yom ha-kippurim, he won't be able to do the avoid in Yom Kippur. Therefore, this din that it says seven, that's tam this chumra, that's tam a chayish midrabonin. But the din to be purah 6 days, that's midrash we learn out from HaSinai. Omer le Rabbi Yechiel and Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Yechiel asks back to Rosh Lakish. Bishleim lo didi, bishleim is understanding, according to me it's very good, ki yalfinu memiluyim. I learned that from the Meluyim, that just like over there, there's a mitzvah prisha 7 days beforehand, who are then your kippuros, you need a prisha 7 days in advance. Hainu d'tanya, that's what we're going to learn later on, and Moran Davche says, that zeh v'zeh mazin olav kol shiva, mikol chatois shoyushom, tevinami hazo b'meluyim, that zeh v'zeh means both places where we learn it out from, they buy, both by Yom Kippur, and both where we learn it out from, they were mazeh, the mechatis. They pour, they spritz on the Kohen Gadol all 7 days. As Louis says, it's a Suffolk, if he was a Tommy Mace beforehand, so they were Mazah, they spritzed the Mehazor on him all 7 days. When Mesopic, maybe before that he touched the Mace, we don't know which days, so the Chumra every single day we're afraid maybe this is the third and seventh day we're Mazah on him. Drashi Zevizeh, Kohen the Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen the Purim, that's going to Paradum, he says. Both of them were Mazah on him, Kol Shiva. You may have Rosha. All you may have Rosha, the name to spritz the may chatis on them. So, if Bishtaim, according to me, I learned out from the Meluyim, by the Meluyim, there was also the may chatis ready. So it's good why we use the may chatis. Rashi, Mikol chatis hoyusham, Mikol poro uporo, hoyunaisnik tzat the mishmerish, v'neifo b'chayal kachinu sech the poro. Tevinami hazot, Rashi, the beprisha the Meluyim. Who are them by Meluyim also, the Shas Prisha, they also spritz the Mechatis on him. Kol Zayin the Siv, Vayaz Al Aaron, the Pesach says clearly over there, by the 7 days, he may Meluyim, Vayaz Al Aaron. Oksiv Shivas Yomim Yamalias Yodom, Kol Zayin Oselahem Kechoik Yemerishan. All 7 days, they also spritz the Mechatis on Aaron, by the Shivash Meluyim. So like Rabbi Yochanan said, according to me, that I'm learning that from the Meluyim, it's good. Just like by the Meluyim, you had this Inyan B'Shas Prisha to spritz the Mechatas from the Eifer Paraduma on the Kohen Gadol, who was in Yom Kippur also, the Mitzvah Prisha is to spritz the Mechatas on the Kohen Gadol. Elul Didoch, but according to you, Resh Lakish, the Alphas Misinai, you're learning out the Mitzvah Prisha, is from Sinai, Hazor B'Sinai Mehevei. Was there a paraduma b'shas ha-Sinai? There was no mehazoista yet. They didn't have any paraduma yet. So why should there be a mitzvah of hazor? Omalei, so he answered back, all the time, if Shlokesh says back to Abyechon, even according to your time, me nich is a good, be meluyim dam, hochem mayim, by meluyim there was the avoidance of dam. And he is saying there's mayim. So Rashi, be meluyim dam, hazor meluyim shel dam, kirchiv. Over there, vayah, that's what they spritzed on Aaron. They didn't spritz the water of the Mechatis. They spritzed the dam on him. And over here, by the Kohen Gadol, we're saying before Yom Kippur, would be Mazamayim. So also you see, it's not the exact same din. And the Mar HaLakash, that wouldn't be so schwer. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam, Enoch Nami. That we spritz now, on the 7 days before Yom Kippur on the Kohen Gadol, we spritz on the Mechatis, that takes over the place of spritzing the dam. So one has to do with the other. Elul Didoch, but according to you, Resh Lakish, that you're learning out the Mitzvah Prisha from HaSinai, Hazor B'Sinai Mehevei. There was no Hazor there altogether. There was no Hazor altogether. So why should we have to spritz anything on the Kohen Gadol during these Shivas Yimei Prisha? Or Malais, Resh Lakish, enters back and Echnami, Maila B'Yalma, Tzoni Maila B'Alma, that's all. That we learned later in that Moran Dalches, that Zev is there Mazinol of Kol Shiva. All the 7 days of Yemei Prisha by the Kohen Gadol, they were mazal, they spritzed on him the water from the Mechates, it's true. That's not Midiraisa, that's only a Maila B'Yalma. Trash Atoni Rebchiyah, Lekaimi B'Shmait and Maisla, Maila B'Yalma, Be'Pora Kader Minin, of Yom Kippur, Lechoved, Knisas Mach Neshchina. As Pora Dum, which Tama Maila learned before, since they did one Kula to Metama the Kohen, to make him a Tzfu Yoin, they made other Chumras. This is one Chumra that all 7 days beforehand were mazal and Mechates. And for before Yom Kippur also, as lechovoy k'nisas mach neshchinam, mid rabbanon is such a minig to be mala to put on him hazoyes of the mechatis. Penach nami, that's the machlokes in Meshlokesh and Rabbi Yechonon. That Rabbi Yechonon learns out the mitzvah prisha from our mishnah. We're learning out the mitzvah prisha from the miluyim, and Meshlokesh says no. We learn out the mitzvah prisha only from hasinan and not from the miluyim.
Now the first kasha Meshlokesh yes and Rabbi Yechonon was that according to you Rabbi Yechonon, that you're learning out the mitzvah prisha from the meluyim, the chur, just like by the meluyim, it was likuva. That means if the Aaron did not make the prisha, the avoid was possible. Why isn't that the same halacha by Yom Kippur also? It should also be likuva. That was Resh Lakish's kasha. Now the Gemara doesn't say exactly how Rabbi Yechonon answered this question, but the Ritva speaks out that Rabbi Yechonon was not bothered with this question. And it brings down like it says in the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says sometimes, the afina mili mehadodi le mitzvah v'le likuva. Sometimes truly can learn out one thing from another thing, even though over there it's likuva, it has to be, and without it it's possible, to another place only le mitzvah, that it's a nice thing to do, even though it's midiraisa. But likuva it's not. She says there are other cases, gabi chatis oif, or molek victor, mahak torah b'resh shamazbech, av malika b'resh shamazbech, v'kaimlon the aktorah b'resh shamazbech, make v'le malika. That the Aktori is yes and not the Malika. So it's possible to learn out one from the other, even though part of it is not Likuva. So that's why Rabbi Yechonon wasn't bothered with Resh Lakish's Kasha. However, in the Etzim Shat of Rabbi Yechonon, we had two Pshatim. That Rabbi Dimi said, Rabbi Yechonon himself says, we only learn out the Mitzvah Prisha of Yom Kippur from the Meluyim. But of the Parah Duma, that was only Yemaila. Before Rabbi Yechonon said, both will learn out from the Meluyim. So Gemara's Teretz was, that's Rabbi Yechonon said over in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. That Rabbi Yechonon said over, Mishim Rabbi Yishmael, that Lassos was Elo Maisa Parah, and Lechapar is Elo Maisa Yom HaKippurim. But Rabbi Yechonon himself, he argues on Rabbi Yishmael. Now, Tosfos before asked the question, how is it possible, how could Rabbi Yechonon argue with the Tana, of Rabbi Yishmael? If Rabbi Yishmael says clearly, we learn now two things from the Meluyim, that the Par Aduma has to have a mitzvah spree, the Kohen that burns it has to be purged 7 days. And the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, how can Rabbi Yechonon argue on Rabbi Yishmael? So Tosfos answers, because we'll soon see in Avdalon Amar Aleph, the Gemara finds a Tani Kavosei, we're being a right to Rabbi Yechonon, like there's another Tana that holds like Rabbi Yechonon Shita. Therefore, we could argue on Rabbi Yishmael. Another pshat is, Tosa says, that since Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishmei de Rabbi Yishmael, Michlal de Rabbonin Poligalei, V'yil de Yomek Rabbonin, as Rabbi Yochanan knew that the Rabbonin argue on Rabbi Yishmael. So he brings down what Rabbi Yishmael says, but since the Rabbonin, the majority, argue on Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yochanan paskens loit the Rabbonin. That we only learn out that the Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah prisha. We learn out from the Mluyim. But not the Kohen that burns the Paraduma, that's not Midiraisa, that's only a Maila. That was Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. However, Resh Lakish, so Resh Lakish learns out that we don't learn out from the Miluyim, but rather we learn out from Sinai. So I call upon it from this Girsa, since we see Resh Lakish is the one that says, we do not learn out from the Miluyim, it's good the Girsa before that said that Masnitati should have been Yabshua ben Levi, like the Girsa in the Gemara, not like it does in the side, Resh Lakish. Because here it's Mashma, Resh Lakish Bechlal does not learn out from the Miluyim, but Resh Lakish learns out from Har Sinai. Now Torah asks the question, how could Resh Lakish learn out from Har Sinai? Where's the Limud Lederus? That the Gemara says, he says, Elomar Mehechi Yalaflo. So we had before, he says, Oma Mi Sinai. Tehsiv Ayishka in Kferd Hashem al Har Sinai. Veyachasei Ho'onon Sheshesh Yomim. Veyikra Moshe B'yom Hashri. So he's learning out from here, this is the binyanav to all over, you have to be purist 6 days in advance. So Tosfos asks the question, how do we know that? Like, where's the Yitru of the Krah? What's extra over here? To say it's a limud from here to all over. It's Mishlema by Meluyim, it says Klo, Kasher Tzivu Hashem, that there's a Tzivu L'Deris. But over here, where's the extra posik? So Tosfos speaks out, because really what the posik says here is, it says, Vayal, it is in Shmois, Chav Dalad. As the posik says, right by Maftir, it says, Vayal Moshe Elohor, Vayachas Onan Elohor, Esohor. His Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and the Onan the Shechina was there. Then the next pasuk says, Vayishko in Kfarid Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayachasei Onan Sheshesh Yomim, Vayikri El Moshe B'yom HaShvi Mitoich Onan. That on the seventh day, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe. So Mashma Moshe went up to Har Sinai right away. And 6 days he was stammed there. He was there for 6 days. That was the Mitzvah Prisha. And on the seventh day, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him. So Tosfos says, why did the Pasuk have to say, Sheshesh Yomim? It just should have said that Hashem called him on the seventh day. How come it has to say, Vechaseyu Onon Sheshesh Yomim? Since the Torah says an extra word of Sheshesh Yomim, that's the right that there's an extra word here to teach us, Lederus. Anytime before you go into the Machne Shechina, there's a mitzvah to have this pre-show of at least 6 days in advance. So then the Gemara asked the question, according to Resh Lakish, that you're learning out from Har Sinai, it only says that Moshe had to be Purish for 6 days. And our Mishnah says that the mitzvah priest of Shivas Yomim, Koidim Yom Kippurim. So Gemara answered that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Techayish to Tumas Beisai. Like Rashi said, we're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol will live with his wife, and she'll become a nida in the middle of Tashmish, and then the Kohen Gadol will be Tomei for 7 days. So therefore he has to be purished from his wife a day before the seventh day. So the Ritvori asked the question, if so, why does Resh Lakish have to learn out from Har Sinai that you have to be purished 6 days? Learn out the whole thing from Rabbi Yeshua according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says as a svara that you have to be purished from your wife 7 days in advance. So why the chal do we have to learn out from Sinai rather only learn out from here? Like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira does, it says chayish to Tumas Beisai. So the Dvar answers that because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's din alone, it would have been enough that he should be purished from his wife. But the stam should have been halacha, he's also betashma shamita, that's all. Why does the Mishnah say like we bring him into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Lishkos Bahadrin? That's the Pshat that we learn out from Har Sinai. That the Moshe Rabbeinu went into Har Sinai, went up to the Har already 6 days before Hashem called him. To show that before you go up to the Machne Shechina, you have to have a Prisha in a Mokum Kodesh 6 days before. And also he says that Stam Mishum Tumas Beisoi, it's Loi Shechiyach, it's not a Shechiyatik thing to say that B'Shas Tashmish you should become a Nidah. So we also want to make that chash. So therefore, it starts out that midiraisa we learn out there's a mitzvah prisha 6 days in advance. You learn out from Har Sinai that you're supposed to go to a mokum kodesh 6 days in advance. Now, once there's a mitzvah prisha of 6 days already, then if you do the Messiah comes along with another svar to say, let him be parish a day before, 7 days. So even though it's not shchiach, you should become a need in the middle of Tashmish, but since anyway you have to be parish for 6 days in advance, you might as well do it 1 day earlier to take all chashashim away that you shouldn't have any tumas neither on you. Yeah, and then the Gemara asked the question, according to Resh Lakish, Hazor b'sina mihevei? Like, how come the Brisa says later that by the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur were mazah on him all 7 days? So Tosfos asked the question that by Sinai there was also dam. The pasuk says v'yikach Moshe es adam v'yizrekeh alohom. So Tosfos answers that Zrika wasn't l'shem Tyre, it was only l'shem Krisas Bris.